Testing, testing. Testing, testing. Testing, testing.
Okay, well, good evening, everybody. Can everybody hear me okay? Is this thing working? All right, great. Well, thanks, everybody, for showing up. Sorry we're a few minutes late, and I appreciate Lori and Chase for doing the quick math. Thank you. Item on number one on the agenda is the call to order, so we're going to call this meeting to order at 6:08. This is what I got up on my phone. And let's stand up and do the flag salute, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, nation, God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, and it's been declared that we do in fact have a quorum. That is great news. We can move on. Let's go ahead and jump right into any public comment first, and then we'll go after the public comment session, which I want to make sure we have plenty of time for. We'll go ahead and go around the room and do some introductions. So this time, is there any public comment? Yep. Okay, hearing none. Making this too easy. Okay, let's go through and do the introductions. So we're going to start on our left. Robert Hostetler.
FD board member, vice president, and owner.
Hayes Christensen, general manager.
Lori Mapes, landowner, and volunteering to help out tonight.
Okay. Bob, you want to lead us off? Wizard. Well, thanks everybody, like I said, for being here. It's definitely nice to see everybody's faces in person. We only get to do this once a year, so it's great to see everybody in the same room. Let's go ahead and jump to number five, the approval of the 2022 annual landowner meeting minutes, which we should have up in just a second. Has everybody had a chance to review the printout of the minutes? You want to take a minute or two just to look through them? We skipped over you on 4C, but we'll go back. So Jeff Condit, if you want to introduce yourself or
council, sorry.
No problem. Thanks for being here. Everybody's had a chance to review the 2022 annual landowner meeting minutes. I know this is kind of odd with saying 2022 and last year because our last meeting was only 7 months ago, 7.5 months ago. So I'll try to stay consistent with that. But this is for the 2022 annual landowner meeting minutes. So if there's no changes or anything, we would need a motion to approve the minutes as presented. Gary moved to approve. Can we get a second? 1 second. Okay, let's bring it to a vote. All in favor of approving the annual landowner meeting minutes as presented? Say aye. Aye.
All of you too.
Okay. All right. So new business. Let's jump into, right?
Just the date. Sorry. There you go. Yeah, okay, thank you.
I didn't hear any, but was there anybody opposed to approving the minutes? No? Okay. Oh, let's see, let me pull up. Item number six, the SDIC annual report to landowners. So what we did this year was we tried to give both a 30,000 foot view and also some detail in the annual report to landowners. Did everybody get a chance to read that? I know it's only one page front and back, but I can either read it aloud, which has been done in the past, or we can leave it on the screen for you to read, whatever would be the most comfortable. This is all of our meeting, is your meeting. So how would you like it presented? Okay. All right, well, let's do that. So I'm just going to read it as it's presented on the screen too. So our purpose is stated in our articles of incorporation. The SDIC exists to provide flood control, drainage, and irrigation water as permitted by corporation regulations for particular lands. The SDIC overview, our boundary is drawn around 5,700 acres, 32 feet above sea level or lower, located close enough to the 11-mile long Multnomah Channel levee to be protected by the levee. Approximately 900 owners of land within the boundary are members of the SDIC, and the SDIC performs multiple functions benefiting lands located within our boundary, within our basin. Primary functions of the SDIC include responsibility for draining the lands within the footprint of the SDIC by transporting stormwater and groundwater efficiently through waterways and pumping stations to the Multnomah Channel, and maintaining the levee system consistent with federal regulations to provide flood protection to interior lands within the SDIC. The SDIC is funded through an annual assessment of its landowners collected by the county. The SDIC is governed by a board of directors consisting of five elected SDIC landowners who volunteer for staggered three-year terms. The current board includes Len Wagner, director, Gary Wheeler, director, Amanda Hoyt, treasurer, Karen Kessie, vice president, and myself. Terms for Len Wagner and Karen Kessie are ending, and nominations for those positions will be solicited from the floor at our annual meeting tonight. The SDIC currently has two part-time employees, Chase Christensen, our general manager, and J.R. Shadley, our field operations technician, as well as one part-time contractor, Janelle Greason, who is our office administrator. Additional information on the topics covered in this annual report, as well as other SDIC-related resources, can be accessed on our website at scappoosedrainage.org. So that last sentence, kind of directing folks to our website, is kind of a reoccurring theme throughout this whole meeting. So I won't read it again, but feel free. Chase has done a really good job updating this to make it more relevant and user-friendly. And some of our major projects, some big projects, our Evans pump repair projects and things of that nature, the Smith pump project, there's pictures on there, there's project descriptions. It's really kind of a neat setup. So we appreciate all the work that you've done on that. Levee accreditation. The Multnomah Channel levee is an earthen embankment construction in the early 1900s. SDIC, as sponsor of the levee, has been pursuing full accreditation for the levee for well over 10 years at a substantial cost. Accreditation is a federal review process to assure minimum design, operation, and maintenance standards are met. The levee is currently operating under provisional accreditation status. The final step in this accreditation process is the interior drainage analysis portion, the IDA, which is currently underway. The SDIC board is actively participating with the city of Scappoose and Columbia County as they work towards updating the flood insurance rate map as required by FEMA. The SDIC is committed to keeping landowners informed throughout this process. The 408 permit review, per the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers website, a section 408 review, and I quote, requires a determination that the requested alteration is not injurious to the public interest and will not impair the usefulness of the project. This means that U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has the authority to review, evaluate, and approve all alterations to federally authorized civil works projects to make sure that they are not harmful to the public and still meet project's intended purposes mandated by congressional authorization, end quote. Depending on the scope of the project, USACE requires the SDIC to provide a letter of no objection, known as the LONO, either at the beginning or the end of this review process. This past August, Northwest Aggregates received a Section 408 alteration determination letter from USACE with regards to their Bates Roth expansion project. The USACE determined that the proposed project will not impact or alter a federal levee system and will not require permission from the USACE under Section 408. Cadman Materials was also granted a LONO for a single phase 408 after submitting their 30% design package in May of 2022 to
to perform exploratory drilling throughout the Ellis Farm property. On the financial side, the board adopted an annual budget in June of 22. STIC's primary income source, as mentioned, is the annual landowner assessment collected by the county with the November property taxes. And this assessment has held steady the past few years at $350,000 and remained the same for 2022. The assessment deposits directly from the county into a state-administered local government investment pool. The board authorizes monthly withdrawals to cover expenses. Current cash on hand is $529,835 as of 1/8. Many of the SDIC's largest expenses are relatively predictable, such as electricity, which is budgeted at $90,000 last year, payroll, which is budgeted at $72,000, and payments towards loans incurred for accreditation, balance of $146,524. The past few years, the SDIC has faced significant unplanned expenses. In 2021, we incurred a $225,000 cost to rebuild the Smith pump station. Last year, the Evans pump number one exhibited problems and had to be extracted by crane and required a major repair at a cost of approximately $50,000. However, with a renewed focus on financial and operational planning, the SDIC board has begun the process of drafting, adopting, and installing a long-range plan, which is intended to lead to a more consistent, predictive spending, creative cost-sharing options, and an overall more efficient pumping and water conveyance infrastructure. On the legal side, the SDIC is currently dealing with higher than expected legal expenses associated with a subpoena to provide relative documents as part of a private lawsuit and other matters. The SDIC is not a party to the case, and our attorney, Jeff Condit, continues to attend regular board meetings to help ensure proper public meeting procedures are practiced and to provide counsel as needed. The rental house, the SDIC owns a house and a small office building located at our main Evans pump station. Last year, the board chose to rent the home for a net annual income of $22,140. The board utilizes a property management company and has had continuous occupancy in the unit. And the board recently renewed an annual lease with our tenant. On the best practices front, the board continues progress on the recommendations listed in our organizational assessment prepared by Special District Association of Oregon, SDAO. In November, the board participated in a work session with SDAO where we successfully completed our SWOT analysis, the first phase in our long-range planning process. By soliciting and receiving feedback directly from the landowners, we were able to identify many of our strengths, our weaknesses, our opportunities, and our threats, thus providing the necessary framework to move forward in the planning process. The next step is to solicit and compile more feedback from landowners and then to assign priorities to our goals. Landowner involvement and feedback is critical to this phase of the process, and we encourage everyone to visit our website where you can explore the strategic planning page, which will provide insight to the SWOT analysis, as well as guidance on the multiple ways to provide feedback to the board. With priorities established, we hope to create a path towards improving the SDIC's critical infrastructure, organization, and operations. The SDIC continues to operate our website with a third-party entity, which hosts hundreds of websites for special districts in multiple states. With increased storage capacities, we've been able to upload more information, including meeting minutes, financial reports, and even most recently, we've been able to provide the audio recordings for our meetings. The city stormwater, and Chris, I'm sure you want to elaborate this. This might be old news, but the city of Scappoose continues its process of updating its stormwater master plan. The city received its draft of the stormwater master plan from their consultant shortly before Christmas, and they are completing some internal follow-up questions and plan to have initial review during a public meeting in February is what it says. It's March now, isn't it? In March, okay. The SDIC is currently working with the city to obtain a draft for review and is committed to staying engaged with the city throughout this process. So how to participate? The SDIC Board of Directors holds business meetings generally on the second Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Meetings are currently virtual with the Zoom invitation available at scappoosedrainage.org, and the website also provides contact information for presenting a question or comment whenever you desire. The SDIC annual meeting is tonight at 6, and if you receive this, this is probably the most important part. You have a reason to be interested in the SDIC, and you're encouraged to attend. You guys are all attending, so thank you again for being here, and thank you. Are there any questions about that? There's a lot in there. So any questions, feel free to ask. Okay, hearing none. Okay, Chase, floor is yours.
Todd, could you bring up the website that Peter showed you? Okay, so on the, Ed Robin mentioned, put up some information, kind of our last major projects we've done here at the SDIC. The most recent being was the repair to the Evans Station pump number one. As you kind of go through the report, I kind of touch on, kind of give a narrative. I also put it on the website. As you can see on the top picture, this was when we did the visual inspection of the pump itself. cavitation pitting had actually gone all the way through the sidewall of the pump. That shiny bronze looking thing on the inside is actually the propeller. You're looking through the sidewall of the pump right now. And so what we did after we saw this, we decided, well, we need to repair it. So we pulled it on, you want to scroll down a little bit. It was back in September. We had Ness Campbell come in. We pulled the pump. This time the motor went to Reed Electric in Portland and the pump actually went to Bay Valve in Longview. Once we got it cleaned up and could really see how bad the cavitation damage was, again, here you're basically looking from the inside out through the sidewall of the pump. The next picture down kind of gives you an idea about how big this pitting really is. So what we did is it was determined that we could fix this pump. There's a company called Belzona. They make a lot of different epoxy resin compounds to repair metal fatigue and metal wear. And what we ended up with was so there was a super metal resin epoxy that was used to fill the old pitting, as you can see there. And then the next one is that black membrane that you see there is actually a different product. It was an elastometric resin. And what it does is it actually provides a layer of cavitation protection. So when it's reinstalled, we'll have a little bit of protection from the cavitation. And then if you go down to the next one, this was actually a carbon fiber resin that they used on the outside of the pump because the pump wall was so thin that there was actually a fear that the entire diffuser housing could come apart. So this was basically, they built it up to strengthen the weakness in the part. And if you scroll down a little bit, you can see here the kind of the shiny bronze is where they brazed in the bronze propeller to repair some of the cavitation pitting on the propeller. And then that's a picture of basically as it is now, as it's sitting in the pump. the pump has been reinstalled. It is back in the pump station. But we're currently waiting to go to the next thing, and it's not on the website, but Bay Valve actually completed a sump analysis for us to see why we're having this cavitation pitting so bad. And they determined that the suction umbrellas that were installed to allow us to pump to a lower minimum submergence required by the pump manufacturers were actually creating the problem, because as the umbrellas expanded in the sump, they restricted the flow of the water around the outside and the back, or the sides and the back of the pump. So the water as it was entering the pump was actually at a higher pressure rating, which was allowing steam to develop in the cavitation to take place. So they recommended that we actually remove the suction umbrellas. But as I said in the past, these things are quite large. There's really no way to get them out of the sump itself. So I'm actually in the process of affixing it to the ceiling of the sump, but the floor of the pump, or the floor of the pump station where you stand, to keep it up out of the water and out of the way so it won't interfere with the water entering the pumps. And it's almost completed at this point. And then after that, we'll just be ready for the initial vibration startup analysis. So that's kind of where that major project's taken a lot longer than I expected, but there was a lot more to it than just, like the last one, we just fixed the motor and the pump and moved on. So are there any questions that? Or? Okay, after we repaired the Evans number 2 last year, we did receive a rebate from the PUD for energy efficiency upgrades. I was able to locate one of the tow drains. It's located near the north tide gates. The other two have so far eluded me. We had a vibration in the cherry orchard, not a vibration. It tested, it had wear last year. So we actually flow tested the two pumps. And as we suspected, the number one pump does have some wear. It's affecting about 10% of its capacity at this point. Moving on to operations. There was a pretty good rain event right after Christmas, about 3.67 inches of rain in 24 hours. It created a lot of problems around the district. Most of it was just the dislodgement of a lot of debris ended up going to pump stations just because of the large influx. It wasn't a normal event. But the good thing was, if there was one, is the Jackson Creek diversion overtopped for a pretty prolonged period of time. But it performed, near as I can tell, as well as it was designed, because the amount of water that it allowed to pour over the top versus the amount that it forced to the south tide gates was about the perfect amount after the Jackson Creek collects the water off of like Highway 30 and some of the businesses down on the south end of the district and the residents down there, that it was about just enough water to completely fill the two box culverts at the south tide gates. So it didn't overwhelm the south tide gates, allowing at that point the water would have had to spill out and come around. So it was kind of interesting to actually see it perform like that. It was kind of a good test, if you will. Moving on, safety upgrades. One of them this year was at the Evans pump station. Basically, we fabricated some custom rakes so we can go away from the catwalk system. As you can see this year, the levee was mowed. Trees were a big push this year. We got quite a few of them removed. I didn't get as many of them as I wanted because we were working on the riverward side of the levee. And as most of you know, it's much steeper than the landward side of the levee. So the progress was much slower than what would have occurred if we were working on the other side of the levee. We did clean the Jackson Creek diversion this year. There were some trees that fell across the Santosh that were moved. We did, Rob and I took a boat tour of the perimeter levee. Basically looked at all the riverward tow, took pictures of the riprap, just kind of places that we want to monitor, but nothing of major concern. As I mentioned earlier, kind of looking ahead, the main thing is the Evans finished the repairs there. The Johnson intake, it floated up again this last winter and broke the cables that were holding it down. And so we're actually now in the process of designing a more rigid metal frame that will hold it down kind of in a different position. And I put this on here just kind of as a message. The Kessie and the Sternberg just discharge pipes have got some holes in them now. And then also a lot of blackberry tree removal moving forward. We have a site visit on the 24th of February. This was previously called a routine inspection. This is kind of a, you would almost call it just kind of like a drive-along inspection. You kind of look at the big stuff, but it's not as intense as a periodic inspection, which is part of the RIP program. And then the tow drains, Olson, as I mentioned, the website, I've updated a lot of materials there. And all of our meeting information, past and present, is there. Where, like the old website, we kind of had a balance of storage capacity, where now I've basically just still up there, and I'm actually adding information from meetings previous to having the new website as I have time. It's been taking me some time to get those updated. The mercury temperature TMDLs, this is something that's kind of come up here. The mercury one we've already completed, we have to follow up with, but there's a new one called a temperature TMDL that I attended a meeting on the end of January for this. What we're waiting to see is there's a legislative advisory committee, and they're going to decide who is a designated management agency. And if we're considered a designated management agency, then we have to complete a TMDL similar to the mercury TMDL. We're hoping that these advisory committees understand that drainage districts and irrigation districts, these special districts, don't really have a whole lot of authority in enforcing TMDLs. And especially in our district, the Oregon Department of Agriculture, who is a designated management agency, covers all of mostly the farmland around us. And then of course the city is under the city. And so it's really don't have a lot of jurisdiction, and I hope we don't get pulled into this and have to comply with this new temperature TMDL. And as you can see, temperature TMDL is basically, I guess, trumping the mercury TMDL, because we've basically been put on hold until this new one's done. That's kind of where things stand there. Is there any question? Oh, they will if you invite them, but we took with them, you got to schedule everything, and we wanted to make sure we did it at one of the lowest tides of the year so we could see the entire toe of the levee. So that's why we did it when we did. We actually did it on like a weird day. It was like a Tuesday night almost, one of the lowest. So. Ever since I've done it, they've never asked me to do one on here or Deer Island. So.
it'll be interesting on the site visit to see if they bring up anything in regards to when our last, you know, exterior dike inspection was, because we probably took, I don't know, 40, 50 pictures each. It seemed like that we could kind of show them too.
It was a perfect time.
There was really low water, and
they these site visits now is, they're kind of moving in a direction where the districts who have more risk, if you will, they're moving the periodics, keeping them at the 5-year. And these routines used to be about every 2 to 3. And so like Scappoose are keeping them basically 2 to 3 and the 5, kind of that alternating. And then districts like Savvy's Island and Deer Island, they're pushing those much longer because of just budget constraints. And so, and the risk, if that levee fails, it's not going to take out half a town. So it's, and that's kind of the thought process behind it.
Great.
We want to have, Chris, do you want to give an update on the city? I don't know if, I mean, anybody care? Move on.
So for the city, like I said before, the master plan, the draft of that, we need to meet with a consultant one more time to kind of wrap up our review comments on that, just due to a number of things that got held up. They're also incorporating the financial analysis, so that's been dragging on a bit. We hope to have that, have a meeting with them probably next week, then get things ready for council on the 6th. So the draft report will be online about 5 days prior to the hearing. So you'll be able to pull down what we'll have prepared the presentation to council. We're also working with West Consulting on the Lomar update. Contracted with them to do some additional financial analysis on our infrastructure, show just to see if there would be an effect to reduce flooding on city streets and subdivisions, etc. They've done that. They had to pull a new engineer into that process, so I took them a little time and a few iterations to get to where we feel comfortable with it. And he went back and fine-tuned a few things. So we're going to meet again on Wednesday this week to talk through just what the latest is there. And then we'll have a follow-up meeting probably next week with the Airpark group, their engineer, to make sure that their infrastructure is being covered adequately in that analysis. We didn't want to speak for them. And then, so probably next week or the following week, we'd like to meet with the district. So I'll check in with Jason. We'll organize something there. Let's see. We've got a bunch of city projects going on. I don't know if you want me to go through those or just a bunch of, we've just got a variety of projects going on. I could go on for days. Those are the highlights. So any questions on that? I would add that West Consulting, one of the other grant elements was that we were able to pull in some extra funds for them to do an analysis of district infrastructure that was deficient. So their task, their scope to do, look at 3 projects for the district. Those would be pipe projects, culverts. They're not looking at channels right now. And so that's a part of that analysis that I don't know if it'll be ready by, by Wednesday, but they're aware of it and they're working on it. So in the final report, they'll have that data available for SDIC to, to go after future funds on that, which I think will be really helpful.
Yeah, I agree. That was actually one of the items that came out of our SWOT analysis in November was to do a deficiency study, and the fact that you were able to fit that into the grant is awesome. So we really appreciate that. We love to see the results, and we're all excited to see them. So.
I know it's just going to be kind of one small piece of all the things you have to consider, but at least it's a start.
That's great.
It'll be March 6th. March 6th. That meeting will start at 6:00. It's a work session. So we've got the full hour.
Well, thank you, Chris. Go ahead, Bob.
We're assuming Columbia County, you're aware of the information they've been provided as well. I already put you on the spot.
Want to clarify, are we talking about notifying landowners? I didn't think that was...
Well, no, the...
A little confused.
So the way Savage Island just did it, they took Multnomah County took the lead on it. And then they had the mapping done by West, and then they held a public meeting a couple months back. And then there was all the public was able to comment. James went through I don't want to call it lameness term, but like a 30,000 foot, most people can understand type of stuff. And then there was, it was a public meeting, and then they gave public comment during that meeting.
We're assuming we're going to follow the same.
That's what we were assuming, yes. And that's why, because Susie, you're involved with the Savage Island too.
I know. Everybody's clear about that.
Yeah. As far as I know, I believe so. It was when we attended the meeting, Multnomah County kind of took the lead on the whole project. So I don't know how that's going to work its way out. I don't know if you work with Multnomah County, and that's kind of the way they went with it. Okay. Okay.
Well, great. Well, thanks, Chris, for the update, and Bob for the question too, and then Susie for the follow-up too, for the insight. It's going to be critical as one of our other main goals from our SWOT analysis that, you know, the three entities are working hand in hand every step of the way. And I feel like we're doing that. And I was going to tell you, Chris, also, if Alex, she's obviously not here, but you could tell her thanks. You know, she's been very good with responding to Chase and I, and we actually met up last week and chatted a little bit. And so the relationship between the city and SDIC seems to be going fine. And then as we go further through this process, you know, we'll reach out, you know, and feel free to reach out to us too, both Kelly and Susie. We want to be partners in this whole process so that we can keep our landowners informed for sure. Okay. Thank you for the report, Mr. Chase. Was there anything else there?
I didn't really have any follow-up. I know is there any questions about any of the financials or anything regarding those P&Ls? I have some handouts up here. They're 10 years, 3 years, and current balance sheet. I know on the current balance sheet, there's a negative number in the checking account column. That's just merely because the bills have been processed and the state pool transfer hasn't been approved by the board yet. So it's essentially Janelle puts the expenses in there so we can see them and approve them at the meeting. Unfortunately, it does put a negative number in that column if it's more than we have in the checking account at the time. But basically, the total that you see at the bottom includes the state pool and the checking. That's the correct. It's the correct number, but that particular number is a negative. Did that make sense, everybody?
Very good. The only thing I want to add before we move on to number seven is that the two things that Chase he's so good at just kind of flying through, you know, and giving everybody a brief overview of these projects that we've completed. But it has been a lot of hours and a lot of synergies and a lot of coordination with both local landowners and with local businesses. To get some of these projects done. And we've done them over and over again, it seems like, in the last 7-8 months under budget. We haven't had to use a lot of district dollars for outside engineering, thanks to some folks that I work with. And we haven't had to use a lot of our outside dollars for a lot of things because of coordination with landowners and with the local businesses. So that's been great. Chase has been spearheading that. And we really, as an entire district, we really appreciate the synergies for sure. That's been a huge deal for us. So. Thank you for that. Okay, so item number seven, the election of the directors for a 3-year term. As we mentioned in the opening report, Director Kessie and Director Wagner are set to expire tonight. So we're gonna take, I guess this is my first time doing this process, so we need to take nominations from the floor first, or?
Well, we need to probably pick.
Okay, the first one I have on my list is Director Wagner. So at this point in time, we will take nominations from the floor for that position one. How do you spell your last name, Megan? Okay. Well, Megan, at this point in time, would you like to stand up and introduce yourself and tell everybody why you're interested in SDIC. Thank you for being here. Director Wagner, do we need to, I guess we need to ask you if you're seeking re-election soon. Okay. So is there anything you'd like to say to anybody? Okay. All right. Yeah, no problem. Okay. So do we have, oh, does somebody have a question? Sorry. For Len?
Okay. Do we have a nomination for Director Wagner? Oh, good questions. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to call a second time. I apologize, I skipped over that. But is there any nominations for Director Wagner? Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Okay, do we have ballots we need to do or we want to do?
Probably need to move those nominations.
Okay, all right. No more nominations that I'm hearing. Go ahead and close the nominations at this point. Okay. He didn't want to. Now, Chase, if somebody doesn't know their number of voting acres, is there a way that they can find that out quickly, or they can? Okay, Lori. Yeah, so if anybody in here doesn't know how many acres they're voting.
Verify that. If anybody needs to, you can just come up because I've got the list and...
Yeah, so if anybody didn't hear that, if you don't know how many acres you're voting, feel free to go up and talk with Lori. She has the assessment map on her screen.
I don't know how many acres we're supposed to vote. Yeah.
Here you are.
Two at the left. Oh, it is two.
Two. We need to have this. Correct. Okay.
Where does it say? I'm only showing 24.
Oh, okay. I get, that sounds about right.
I wasn't getting a lot. Yeah. Oh. So that. Okay.
you were voting for.
Death or
okay. Got it.
Go. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Thanks for coming, Gina. Sounds like it's a rough day. Hey. Right, you're voting it was a little pregnant one.
Well, I'm sure I got it. Double check those numbers. I think they're right, but Lori seems to correct them and every year. Yeah. I always do it wrong.
I think we've been
18
for quite a while.
I know, but it's, remember 1 year. 14, you're like, no, we're on grade 18. There's a 20, no, we're on grade 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I got a copy of it, and I have the website. And I've been sharing the website on our website to sure people understand them. If they have questions, like, hey, Multnomah County. I was like, that's great.
I know. That's a guy I don't know about.
That's okay. Take your chance.
I know.
He's part of on the board, so I think he helped pick him. That doesn't help you any, because you haven't seen him in a meeting before. But
that's okay. All right, thank you.
Uh-huh, you bet.
I would imagine why.
Right. Hey, Todd, the people online, are there still 4 attendants online? Do we have a written down note of who they were? A chance? Okay, perfect. Thank you. I forgot to introduce them.
Yeah, I would keep looking at the chat number also.
Okay, we'll give this another 30 seconds or so, but I think everybody's pretty much finished up, and then let the math wizards take over.
Is anybody still working on a ballot? Everybody turned them in.
Just one. Incredible. Maybe the chase got that I was like. Had the food too.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. I was just there yesterday. She saved me because on Saturday I didn't get the girl's corsage. She banged it out, three corsages or two corsages in like an hour. For sure, yeah, for sure. So glad we get too hard to like do the DM GM report and then try to do a math. Right? In order to do both those jobs.
Okay, we have a winner. All right, successful. Megan.
Len, thank you for your service.
So can you say that into the microphone real quick? Sorry, I don't mean to repeat, but okay. I only heard half of that.
So we have tallied the votes, and Megan is the new board member for the SDIC, position one for this meeting.
Okay, congratulations, Megan. And congratulations, or thank you, Lynn, for not only 6 years on the board, but a lot of help for me personally the last 7 months. So thank you.
Hang on just a second and I'll tell you. We're going to go off of. Mind if I tell you in just about another minute? Because we had the numbers, but thank you. Total, I mean, there may be people signed in that didn't turn in votes, so I can't. I know, and because some people signed in and didn't come up, might not be all the control, but I know are here is what I'm going to tell you just a minute. Gotcha. Okay, just a second. What other things? And I'll come
hey, back. Yep, we'll take the pressure off. We really appreciate both of you. We told you that. So while we're finishing up that process, let's go ahead and we can take nominations for Director Kessie. At this point in time,
position number two.
Oh, sorry, Lynn. You can go ahead and stay here. This is still your meeting until Lynn. She doesn't start for another few minutes. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Meeting.
We're not starting a new meeting yet. We're just going to start the second vote for the second director position.
Another vote.
It's still still same meeting. Yep. Sorry, I was telling Lynn to stay. So, okay. So, sorry, where was I? Position. Perfect.
Thanks, Kenny.
Lori, did you want to say something?
4,970. The number of acres that voted is that vote. Or abstained. 907.
There was 300.
Okay, so for position number two, director position number two, Ms. Kessie's term is expired, and she's been nominated by Ken Burnett for another term. I think she accepted, is what I heard. Sorry, I'll go ahead. Okay. Thank you. Yes, is there anybody else who'd like to be nominated for the position number two? Other nominations? Okay, Bob moved to close the nominations. Kyle second. Okay. Nominations, we don't need to vote on that, do we?
Verbal vote.
I guess we can go. There you go.
So is that like an amendment to your motion? No. We should.
Motion to close the nominations on.
Yes, so all in favor to close the nomination on the floor, say aye. Aye. Any nays? It's unanimous. What was your second motion, Bob?
Green?
It's just red.
Need a second.
Yep. And Kyle second. Did you second? Okay. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and vote on that. All in favor, say aye. Aye. Any nays? Hearing none. Okay, congratulations, Dr. Kessie. Unanimous. Yeah. Okay,
it's
so.
It's an honor to serve. It is. I think. Not to learn. Still learning. So be patient with me. 3 years in, and I still feel like I have things I'm getting a handle on. I'll do my best for you. I'll try.
No, you won't. Okay, so just a couple notes for 7B. Amanda Hoyt's term expires in 2024. Gary's and mine expires on 2025. Item 8 for new business. I didn't have a whole lot to present for new business unless there's anything that you wanted to go over.
Okay. This is your meeting, landowners. So if you have any new business, let us know now.
Yeah, no comment from me. Yeah, I think so.
I'd like to give a shout out to Chase. I think this meeting, I don't know, I've only been coming for 3+ years, but I'm guessing this might be a world record for us for brevity. And a lot of that has to do with Chase. And I just want to give him a shout out every opportunity that I can, because he is making a world of difference for all of us. So,
and he's, in case you haven't noticed, for those of you who don't know Chase as maybe as closely as we do, he doesn't ever toot his own horn. So if you ever want to get into the weeds and the details of what he's actually accomplishing, you should definitely go to the website and check out some of those projects under, it's under new, what's the name of the tab?
Yes.
News. Yeah. The news tab. I mean, some of the pictures when Chase says, oh yeah, we've got some cavitation damage. And then you see something like that, you can really see the extent of the damage and you can see, oh, we had to remove a pump. It sounds pretty simple until you see the crane and the roof of the Evans pump station pulled off, and the amount of effort it takes to do some of these things that he kind of skates right over real quickly and efficiently. So definitely recommend checking out. You did a great job with it.
I also want to thank Lori Mapes for all her careful stewardship of details for us. Also Todd and Condit. really, really appreciate you being here tonight.
I was able to finally make it.
Yeah, us too. Perfect. Okay, well, if there's no other new business, we're going to move to adjourn the meeting. Anybody can move to adjourn our ass, huh? Mr. Hoyt moves to adjourn. Any second? Bob. All right. All in favor to adjourn the meeting in record time? Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Right. All in favor to adjourn the meeting at 7:09. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. All opposed? Didn't hear anybody. And if I did, I'm going to say that I didn't.
Just tell everybody we're following up with those board meetings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to do a 5-minute recess, and then we're going to start the annual board or the monthly board meeting.
They said they're going to get started. We're out of here. I forgot to get the course to say that.
Karen.
Right now, we actually would have a secretary.
Yes, it would. All the chair has to do is ask to change the agenda, and if nobody objects, he can.
The
update too.
Appreciate it.
And then do UGE on
I think we can make a motion to 4 or 5. Just when I read that, I was like,
as of right now, this is the first thing which
okay. Yeah. Todd, how many folks do we have online? Just one? Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, what time is it? We're gonna go ahead and call this meeting to order at 7:20. It's close enough. And we're going to start off with is introductions, and then we're probably going to need a motion to move agenda item 5 up to agenda item. You want to go after public comment, Chase?
No, we'll do 5 to 4.
Yes, we'll move item 5. We're just going to swap the two because before we do any approvals for the financial stuff, we need to elect officers again. So, meeting's called to order. Let's go ahead and make introductions. We already did this for everybody that's in the room, I think, except for our new board member. So welcome. And it's Megan, right? Okay, Megan. So Megan, you've met Karen already. I'm Rob. This is Gary. And this is Amanda. I don't know if you guys have met or not. So cool. And then in the public, we have Bob and Debbie. And I'm sorry, what was your name? Amy. Nice to meet you. Oh, very cool. Well, welcome. So, and then we have Chase and Lori and Jeff Condon and Todd.
Caroline.
Oh, and hi, Caroline, if you can hear us. Caroline's on the phone, so great. Okay, so we need a motion to move item 5 to item 4. Can we have somebody do that?
You want to do public comment?
I'm sorry. Yeah, let's skip through over it. Let's go ahead and open up for public comment first. Hearing none. So before we do the agenda approval, right, Chase? We need to move the agenda from item five to item 4 so we can do the election of officers first.
To approve the agenda with that
change. Fourth?
Want to chime in?
Fifth? Okay. All right. All in favor of approving the agenda with that small change? Say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Five ayes. So we'll go ahead and move right on to item, which is now 4, well, item 5. So we need to elect officers, and this is only my second time doing this. So I think we actually go in this order, right? We have to do president and vice president, then treasurer, and this is voted on by the board. So the first thing we need to do is we need to nominate somebody for the president's position. Anybody interested? All right. So Aaron nominated Rob, whoever that is, and Amanda seconded it. Okay. All right. It's really not me that's so efficient. This board is really efficient. So, I can't write this fast. So, okay. Yeah, sorry. I know it. Everybody had Red Bulls before we came. So, okay. All in favor? Sorry. Is there any other nominations for the president's position? Hearing none? Okay. Let's go ahead and vote then. All in favor of Rob doing another term as president, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Sure. All right. Aye. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, no, I'll do it. That's, I appreciate it. Okay, so now we need a nomination for item 5B for vice president. I nominate Ms. Karen Kessie. No thirds or fourths? Yeah, all right. Okay, any other nominations? You accepted, right?
Yeah. As long as you don't miss any meetings. Yeah.
All right. Well, all in favor for Director Kessie serving as the vice president for one more term? Say aye. 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 Ayes. Any nays? Nope. Okay. Thank you, Director Kessie, Vice President Kessie. And now for the treasurer secretary position, we need a nomination for item 5C. So, Megan nominated and then Gary seconded it. Seconded. Okay, any other nominations? Okay, all in favor of Amanda serving another term as Treasury Secretary? Say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, any nays? Oh, okay. Unanimous. Thank you both for volunteering to do this again. Great of you. Okay, item four, now that the election, are we good on election of officers? Is there anything we need for the minutes? Anything else? We're good? Okay. Okay, financial review and approval and signed checks. You want to put that on the big screen? Or,
So you might have to go back. Scroll down. The big items this
month, as you can see, is the industrial services solutions. That is Bay Valve. That's the completed repairs to the Evans number one pump. The one below that, our insurance came in, our annual insurance policy came in. And then we had pretty good power this last month. It's $13,000 from the PUD. Give me a second. So Janelle requested a $70,000 transfer from the state pool. I've had two more invoices come in, Crow Water for their help on the Evans pump and some work that they'd done on the north siphon breaker valves for me a couple months back. And then a $640 invoice from the Trapper. And I was hoping to get those covered during our second check run during payroll, and which bring the total up to $71,840. I was just going to round it off and even $72,000.
Okay.
Any questions?
We need a motion for that, correct?
So would you like?
Could do that as well.
I second the one motion.
Perfect. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Well, with regards to the first motion. Okay. Let's go ahead and put it to all in favor of approving the financials as presented and transferring $72,000 from the state pool. Say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries.
How much money do we have left?
We got like 560 some thousand or something.
Minus that.
Minus, yeah. Pull up the balance sheet.
490 some.
I read it earlier, but there were so many numbers.
Yeah, I think it was in my. I think I should know that off the top of my head. So was, yeah.
Are you feeling good about it, manager?
For the year, we're actually under budget.
Yeah,
about $100,000 left in the budget. But the tricky thing is when you look at P&L, it doesn't include the IFA loan payments because those are a balance sheet transaction. They're not an income statement transaction. The only thing you see on there would be the interest expense. So it looks like we're 100 and some thousand ahead, but we're really that minus the IFA loan payments.
Anything else on the financial side we want to go over, Chase?
Just as I mentioned earlier, that negative number in there, that was just a, it's kind of the way the books work out when we need to approve the transaction. I just want to make sure everyone understood why that number was there because it kind of did jump off the page a little bit. So,
makes sense. Okay. Let's see. So, there's not really a spot on here for any new business, but maybe we can put under review of action. I just had a couple comments I wanted to make real quick. But first thing, we'll go over the upcoming meetings. Our next monthly board of directors meeting is going to be on March 9th, 6. It's still currently set up. No changes this year to last year. They're all virtual. There has been some discussion that I've had with some board members about having the opportunity to do these more on a regular basis in person. And there's been some public comment, some public interest to do these in person also. But after talking with Chase and some other folks, we have to have them both ways. So if we end up evolving anyways to having some of these meetings in person, we have to have the virtual side anyways. So we don't have the infrastructure at the office to do that yet. So that's just something that we should keep on the radar. I think a lot of board members and a lot of people in public really appreciate having them only virtual, but I know that there's some value in having them in person too. So something we can talk about in the future. And then another action item I want to talk about too, just real quick, since we didn't really have any action items from this meeting. If we could, before the March 9th meeting, as kind of do some homework, I'd really like to get a list of maybe 1, 2, or even 3 goals that each director would like to accomplish in the calendar year 2023. Chase and I met with Alex Raines from the city, and she was explaining to us kind of how their long-range planning process works and how each year they, as council and staff, they take and they put on, they come up with 2 or 3 goals, and then they, these goals are narrowed to an extent to where they're supposed to be accomplished in that calendar year. Whereas our goals from our SWOT analysis are more long range. So we have goals that we want to accomplish in 5 years and 10 years and 15 years. So just kind of to complement that process, if we could have a goal or two that we would like to accomplish individually that we can talk about at the next meeting, that would be fantastic.
But unfortunately, I am not going to be here that day. And I had this man gone out of town for a long time. And so I will do that.
I understand.
I only missed one up. Of all the meetings we've had, I've only missed one up to this point, but I think, it is. Right.
Hey, Rob, I wanted to bring up one thing too. So our meeting on March 9th is going to be 3 days after the city council work session where they introduce the stormwater master plan. So just check with Jeff, is if we wanted to attend that, we can, because it's not our meeting. We're not conducting SDIC business. So in the past, we've always been cognizant of having more than so many board members attending, but it sounds like we can attend that meeting as our work session because we're not doing SDIC business.
Yeah, just three of you can't get together and start making decisions. That's the only thing, but you can attend and watch.
I'll definitely be on it. Just make sure I'm there. And but in case anybody else wanted to be there as well.
I would, but.
You're gonna be gone that day too?
I'm gonna be gone a few days.
March 6th for the city and March 9th for the board meeting. Is there, now that, are we too far gone now that this is on the agenda to move this date to the following Thursday? I mean, we haven't really given notice for this. This is just on this meeting's agenda. So if the 16th would work better or the 23rd or anything like that, we... We can talk about that.
I'll catch up, I promise.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I wanted to mention too that when you joined the board, I did an onboarding. Jason and I have and I don't have.
So on the onboarding topic, do you want to tackle that with Megan and Chase maybe?
Work? Yeah, we can do that because I'm going to have to get you set up with your own special email now. For public meetings, don't delete anything.
And I figured maybe you and I could take her around and show her the different infrastructure like you showed me and we do a half day tour if you have time. If not, I can take her around too.
Yeah, it'd be good to kind of get familiarized.
Do we have any more AO about
pause? Yeah, I think I have some at the office, the ones that you had printed out too. I know they're there, I just don't know if they're printed out. They're in SharePoint, OneDrive.
Yeah, you did. I've almost read half, but no, I'm kidding. I read all of it. Mm-hmm. So, I have a book too, a really nice one. Oh, but in a serious note, it was really helpful. So if it's really important that we do the tour, and then it's also really important that we do the onboarding stuff because it just helps speed things up. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Okay, so for action items, I have Megan's onboarding process, which Amanda and Jason and I are going to kind of tag team. You're going to double check for packets and we're going to set up a date for a tour. Is there anything else that we want to?
State pool transfer.
State pool transfer, 72,000. I have that.
Yeah.
I figured it was already done.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I got the PUD bill. It's we're going to tight turnaround trying to get it all paid and paid off. And yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Are we gonna do the approval of the employee?
Probably not. If you're not going to be there, that's going to be. Yeah, the only thing that we will have is we have, I think, two sets of minutes that need to be approved. I didn't want to do it at this meeting because it's new board, so those will be coming up too. There's nothing major, but. I think we'll pass on the employee handbook till next. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. This is Hoyt. Is there anything else you'd like to add? No. Mr. Wheeler. Thank you. That's for.
Anything else? Ms. Kessie? How about newbie? Any closing comment?
Of course.
Say newbie with like all this experience. I've been on the board 7 months. So, not the newbie anymore. So, well, welcome.
I want to thank Lori and Todd for their help tonight. It always.
Yeah, thank you, Lori, a ton. And thank you, Todd. Really appreciate it. So, okay, it is 7:37. What we're going to do with ourselves. Wow. It is 9:37. And we'll go ahead and move to adjourn this meeting. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Hey, everyone, have a great night.
Well done.
I'm going to get home.